833-0220 or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
You're pregnant, and no matter what you do, no matter what you try, you can't stop using alcohol, drugs, or tobacco. But no matter how lost you are, how far along you are, it's not too late. There's always hope, and there are many safe places that can help you stop using. In Nevada, pregnant women are given the highest priority for substance use treatment. Low-cost treatment options may be available so you and your baby can get healthy now. If you or someone you love is pregnant or thinking about getting pregnant and using alcohol, drugs, or tobacco, visit SoberMomsHealthyBabies.org or call 211 to find help today. SoberMomsHealthyBabies.org also has resources for healthcare providers, friends, and family. If you want to help someone who's pregnant and using, visit SoberMomsHealthyBabies.org or call 211 today. Sponsored by the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health and in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
I got great news. If you care about what's going on in Congressional District 4, the National Association of Police Organizations, NAPO, a coalition of police unions and associations that represent 270,000 commissioned law enforcement officers, has endorsed Sam Peters. Did you hear about that? Yeah, it just came out today. Sam Peters in CD4. William Johnson is the executive director of NAPO. This was his statement. On behalf of the National Association of Police Organizations, I'm very pleased to formally announce NAPO's endorsement of Sam Peters' campaign to serve in Congress. NAPO's endorsement is upon the recommendation of our member organizations, the Las Vegas Police Protective Association. So there you go. They were established in 1978. And they now represent more than 1,000 police units, 241,000 law enforcement officers. That's pretty darn cool. Stick around. Coming up, first day of school. How's it going? Kevin Child, former Clark County Board of Trustee member, will join us in studio. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Kevin Wall here with a question for my senior friends. Have you experienced hearing loss? Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants? I know just what you're talking about. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting right next to me. I'd say, huh? Or what? It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are able to super serve their clients at both locations. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. Here's that number again, 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The White House is concerned about China's ongoing military exercises surrounding Taiwan.
President Biden was asked about China following Beijing's announcement of continued military drills in the seas and airspace around Taiwan.
I'm not worried, but I'm concerned that they're moving as much as they are. But I don't think they're going to do anything wrong.
Nevertheless, the White House says the United States is prepared for what Beijing might do. The Chinese have conducted threatening military exercises since last week's visit to Taiwan by House Speaker Pelosi. Greg Clugston, Washington.
David McCullough, the Pulitzer Prize-winning author whose lovingly crafted narratives on subjects ranging from the Brooklyn Bridge to Presidents John Adams and Harry Truman made him among the most popular and influential historians of his time, has died. He was 89. At a 2006 ceremony where he received a Presidential Medal of Freedom, McCullough says history matters.
The need to understand who we are and all we owe to those who went before us. The need to understand the long struggles for equality and freedom of religion and freedom of thought, and so much that we have accomplished in the face of adversity, could not be greater.
McCullough died just 2 months after his wife Rosalie passed away in June. The white father and son convicted of murder in Ahmaud Arbery's fatal shooting after they chased the black man through a Georgia neighborhood have been sentenced to life in prison for committing a federal hate crime. A U.S. District Court judge sentenced Travis McMichael and his father Greg McMichael on Monday in Brunswick. Both were previously sentenced to life without parole in a state court for Arbery's murder. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 29 points, the NASDAQ dropped 13, the S&P 500 lower by 5. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store. Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words. So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits, and they require comprehensive coverage.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's 2:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, about 300,000 students are back in school hitting the books as the Clark County School District begins classes today. Some things to remember as the new school year gets underway. There is no COVID-19 mask mandate. Thank you very much. But students and employees can wear one if you choose to do so. All students are eligible for free school meals. In fact, the program's going to be running through 2024-2025 school year. The big change, salad bars are returning after being put on hiatus after the COVID-19 pandemic. Increased security measures are now in place, including new perimeter fencing and a single point of entry. The district is adjusting start and end times for more than half of its 360 campuses in an effort to improve school bus on time rates. Las Vegas Raiders home games at Allegiant Stadium are once again the hottest ticket in the NFL. Ticket reseller Ticket IQ reports the average price for Raiders home games on the secondary market is $691. Believe it or not, that is $10 more than Tom Brady's team. Yeah, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We'll have more on that later today.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Looks like commuters are averaging about 55 miles per hour on the 15 right now as you're working your way between Sunset and Charleston past Allegiant Stadium. Congestion on the 95, that's near the Rainbow Curve on the northbound side, and possible delays on the 15 between Tropicana and the 215.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three of Live and Local. We always save the best for last, and that's why joining us now, Kevin Child, former Clark County School Board of Trustee member, and he joins us on the first day of school. My neighborhood went nuts. My new home is about a block away from an elementary school over on Torrey Pines, and I got to tell you, the joint was jumping. I mean, there was an energy to the neighborhood that I had not seen before.
Parents are happy they got rid of their kids now. Yeah. They're back in school. Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Freedom! Freedom! The big question is this district ready to emerge as a great district, or are we still going to be 50 out of 50? Talk a little bit about your thoughts on this first day of school and what has been missing from CCSD and what the challenges that lie ahead may be.
Well, first of all, Kevin, I want to thank you and your listeners and for being on here and listening to you. And we've got some important things to say today. First of all, our school district's going to stay 50, probably 51. Puerto Rico's better than us. You have trustees that just don't get it, and you have a superintendent that don't get it. When you're 1,500 teachers behind, guess what? That hurts the kids. You have needed qualified teachers in every classroom, Kevin.
Tell me who these subs are.
The subs are going to be anyone that has a
high school diploma, right?
Correct. And that's not nowhere to put somebody in the classroom. All they're going to be is glorified babysitters. That's not right for these children, especially when you as a parent and us as a taxpayer are paying dollars to, guess what, educate our children. And that's not right.
Now, let me ask you a question. We've tossed a lot of money at this school district. In fact, I think the legislature kicked in $500 million in the last session. My question is, how much money is enough? I mean, at what point do you say, we need some accountability here? We've coughed up all this money, and yet it's not getting any better.
Well, number one is they have – you're still behind schools. You have overcrowded classrooms. You have overcrowded schools in this district, and you can't fill them. They finally paid a teacher a decent salary, a starting salary, when they did $50,000. I know Governor Sisolak said it was the largest in 10 years. That's a big lie because we gave them a big rate back in 2018 when the Republicans were in the legislative session. We gave them a $12,000 raise. So when Governor Sisolak came on, I seen his Twitter account. He says, oh, we gave the best raise. No, they didn't. They just upped it another $8,000. Should have been there in the first place. These teachers should be. But what they're having a problem is their health care system. Kevin, you can't find good people if you don't have great health care.
Yeah, but can I tell you something? What are we doing for the older teachers? We're going at the bottom end to 50 grand. Am I right?
Correct.
What are we doing for the other teachers?
Well, they're going to get their raise, of course, and they call that the COLA raise. And then what happens is what you're going to look at is that the average salary in the Clark County School District is about $85,000 per year that we're paying teachers. That's a pretty good salary.
But yet we still have 1,500 openings, and there are in the poorest schools – they've got more vacancies than in the really good schools.
You're absolutely right. When I was in that district, when we looked at the healthcare system, is because, again, it's a total package. If I'm going to come to work for you, I want to negotiate the best deal possible. Can we agree on that? Absolutely. So what we need to do is make sure that their healthcare is going to work. But that's not operated by the school district. It's operated by the teachers' union, which we know that allegedly there's a lot of money missing from that teachers' health trust. But none of the trustees.
Did somebody steal it?
That's what we're looking at. Allegedly, they're mismanaging it, but the trustees won't ask for an audit. Like myself, when I was on that board, I wanted audits of everything because it's not their money. It's our money, the taxpayer dollars, the mom and dad's money. Our kids need better, and that the management doesn't want to put forth, and that's the teachers' union. And the teachers suffer because of their leadership. You know, their leadership from the teachers union, because, again, it's all about their money and how much they get paid.
I want to ask you, because there's going to be a meeting. Is it tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night at the Grant Sawyer meeting. They're going to have a meeting. The legislators set up a meeting at the Grant Sawyer building. That's 555 Washington Avenue. It's going to be room number 4401. They're going to discuss if they want to make these trustees, you know, appointed positions.
What do you think?
Well, here's what I'm going to look at, is that democracy should rule. What we need to do is elect our and hold our people accountable. I don't mind if there's a couple people on there that are appointed. Maybe we have to move up. You keep the seven and you add, you know, maybe two more, you know, and that way you still have an odd, even number, but you add more. That way they have more accountability, but what happens is if the Democrats control something, they're going to have their Democratic friends sit on that board. If the Republicans do it, again, I'm all about fair share. It's about the fair, honest dealings in the school district.
But elections have consequences.
Absolutely.
We prove that all the time by people that sit on the boards dominated by the governor. Why not do it in this case?
Because I'm worried about, you know, the Democrats are controlling the whole, and they haven't proven their willingness to make education better, based on.
But a red wave election in the midterms could change all that, right?
It's if you have a red wave election.
You think we are?
You know what? I've been around this thing for a long time. Am I afraid if Republicans sits on their hands and they stay in their home and they don't vote because they don't like a candidate on the Republican side? Kevin, we're going to lose. I mean, because they want their candidate and they won't vote. And we need every vote on deck. We need to make sure every Republican votes. There's no hidden, you know, agenda with me. I am a Republican and I'm proud to be one. But again, I'm not afraid to call the Republicans out, because we do have bad Republicans, as you know.
They're rhinos.
That's what we call them. Correct. And the person that works for the school teachers union, his name was Michael Roberson. So, again, you have to look at whose side are they on? Are they on the kid's side or are they pocket side?
Yeah.
And you know me, I was never worried about my paycheck. I could care less. A school board trustee only makes $600 a month. Everybody thinks that you make all this money being a school board trustee. You don't. They should be paid. That way you would probably
not have. It's a full-time gig.
To me it was, because yeah. I cared about our kids. I cared about our community.
Yeah. Again, Kevin Child joining us, former Clark County School Board trustee. What happened on June 14th? There were a couple of three members that were up for re-election.
Well, they all made it through their primaries, and you have to look. I was looking at the numbers, and that just doesn't make any sense because a lot of the people are talking always about how bad the school system is. So they voted these guys in through their primaries. So you just hope that the people that beat them in their primaries, they're going to vote against the people that are sitting in. I mean, again, it's the voter. But I have serious doubts about our elections, and I've said this over and over again. When you send out, you know, in the state, you send out 1.8 million ballots to every door. You don't know where they're going. You hope that they go where they go. And you only use 260,000. Let's average that out, and you're looking about, what 1.5 million that didn't show up anywhere? Where'd they go, Kevin?
Yeah.
Where? And one of those little boxes from the mailbox, and they deliver them back. About 50,000 ballots sit in those little trays. They don't know where those ballots, they say they take the ballots from the post office to the election office, but who's supposed to take them?
Yeah, more coming up with Kevin Child. We're going to talk about the road ahead for Jesus Jara. I mean, he's got to be on the hot seat. I mean, he is, you know, the buck stops here. Have you ever heard of the Harry Truman thing? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. You never saw it coming. In the blink of an eye, a car wreck has left you seriously injured. You made it to the hospital and you received medical care, but your problems have only just begun.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. After the wreck, how are you going to get the money you need to get your car fixed, for medical bills, for lost wages? How are you going to provide for your family now? Get the legal help you want when you need it most, right now.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
Nope.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship. Taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 LIUNA proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Olivia Newton-John, dead at the age of 73. We reported it just a couple of hours ago, and sad passing of a unique talent in our world. Olivia Newton-John, dead at the age of 73. Kevin Child with us, the former Clark County School Board of Trustee member, and we're talking about the first day of school. The first thing I noticed when I went out to Starbucks this morning was the yellow school buses. They were there.
Ding, ding, ding.
But now we're finding out that there are not just teacher shortages, but school bus driver shortages. How bad is it?
It's they say 90%, and I don't believe that number because I think it's less than. I think it's more like 80. It's hard to get a bus driver to work. I know they upped the salary now. They're up to 20.
They make good money, don't they?
They finally do. Now it's like $22 an hour. But you only work 4 or 5 hours a day. And they let you go because they bring you on in the morning and they let you go in the afternoon. And they bring you back in the late latter part of the day. So you really are not making an 8-hour shift and making money. And I proposed years ago, I said, we need to keep them on, put the buses at the schools, let them sit there, have the bus driver walk through the halls and make sure they're hall monitors. And then you waste less money, you know, on travel with that bus and the fuel costs.
So just park the buses?
Right at the schools. Absolutely. And then
where they'll be needed at 3 o'clock.
And those school buses drivers will make an 8-hour shift, and they'll actually make a living wage.
Yeah.
Kevin, it's not rocket science, but these 7 trustees and this superintendent, they're not business people. We need more business people on that board.
Let me just ask you, as far as public safety is concerned, we've seen so many school tragedies. They are soft targets for crazed people. And I guess my question is, are we doing enough for school safety? I mean, can anybody guarantee me that those kids that went to school today are going to be fine, you know, by 3:30 when they jump on the bus and they head home?
No, not at all. We're about short, I believe it was 35 police officers for the Clark County police officers, but school police officers. They're one of the best in the nation, by the way. They do great training. They do all the active shooting training. They work with Metro. We do all this stuff. And I remember being on the board. Metro worked with us. Kevin McMahill, he is an amazing man. He'll be our next sheriff. He helped us, you know, put units in our neighborhoods before schools and after schools. We had a plan, and we worked together. And I hope they continue to do that. But again, we don't have enough officers to guard our schools, Kevin. We don't.
Now, have we hardened the targets? We've been bringing you a story all day about how they are they are essentially hardening the targets, making it to where the kids come in by one door and one door only.
Which is a good thing.
And is that going to work?
It will, because, again, you have one entry in, one entry out. It's a lot easier to watch. Because if you have multiple, you know, the older schools have multiple entryways. And, again, you have multiple, you'll have kids go out those doors, come in those doors, and you can't watch those doors.